Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 339 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 2nd is select an area of your life in which you need to rise and give your best effort. Predict the impact giving your best in this situation will have on other people. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. It's amazing how in vocations like teaching and coaching, where improving the lives of others is totally woven into the fabric of what we do, that we can often become focused on ourselves. This might come from the culture of worldly success we live in and the push for every person to be recognized for their individuality as a form of self-promotion. It might come from the stresses and adversity we face from kids, parents, colleagues, or administrators. But this is why it's important for us to have a leadership system that we can fall back on, like the 12 fundamentals of success, so we can be intentional through our mindset and through our actions to be a lighthouse to others. And remember that a lighthouse does not have a light shining on itself. A lighthouse projects its light out into the world to provide direction, guidance, and hope for others as they navigate their own path and their own journey. And one of the tools we can use to strengthen our leadership through the fundamental of success of being a lighthouse is to remember that people follow the leader. Stephen Sample, the one-time president of the University of Southern California, breaks this tool of remembering people follow the leader down into two components. The first component is the idea that comes from a famous maxim from the poet Ralph Waldo Emerson. Quote, "Your actions speak so loudly, I cannot hear what you are saying." End quote. Words can be important. Words can influence in the short term. They are often what get us excited about following a leader and first attract us to someone. But in the long run, actions speak louder than words. So as we interact with our students and athletes, we need to choose our words carefully. We need to speak words of direction and encouragement. But we also need to focus on making sure our actions match up with our words. Because in the end, this is what people follow. Have you ever had the experience where you realized, oh my goodness, I'm turning into my mom, or I'm turning into my dad? Or maybe you've noticed you do something exactly like one of the teachers or coaches you had growing up. Without education, training, and intentionality, we will default to the environment and the examples we have witnessed and experienced. Classroom management is based on teachers telling students what to do. And this may work in the short term. But classroom leadership is based on teachers showing students what to do. And this is what we need for long-term success. The second component of the tool of remembering that people follow the leader is that pride is greater motivation than money or any other external rewards. The leadership system of the 12 fundamentals of success aims to help you experience soul success. This may not be what we think we want at the present time, but this is what we all desire deep within us. So, as we embrace the mindset that we are a lighthouse and that our students and athletes will follow the leader, we need to make sure that we are helping our students and athletes gain internal rewards like pride, more than external rewards. You might say, well, doesn't pride come from gaining external rewards? It can, but the kind of pride we get from external rewards is on very shaky ground and can get knocked away very easily. We need to help young people grow pride based on living by the principles of their integrity and serving others by giving away their gifts and abilities. This type of pride is a firm foundation we can lean on for the rest of our lives. And the best way we can help our students establish this type of pride is to show it to them through our own lives and the example we set that they can follow. So how about you? Can you select an area of your life in which you need to rise and give your best effort? Can you predict the impact giving your best in this situation will have on other people? I often talk with my students and athletes about how the only two things they truly control are their attitude and their effort. And this is good advice for us as adults as well. But as we look at the fundamental of success of being a lighthouse, rising and giving our best effort, which springs from having a great attitude, is not just something we need to do for ourselves. It is something we need to do because it provides a living example to those we influence. And when we use the tool of remembering that people follow the leader, it can inspire us to rise and give our best effort so we can increase our classroom impact as we grow by 1% and give our students and athletes a better version of ourselves every day.